Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my internet's down, so I just want to report it as being down.
Okay, absolutely.
My name is Greg Felton, and I'm on 10 Hummelville Road, Saugerties, New York.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Greg. And what is the best phone number to reach you in the event that we get disconnected, please?
Well, right now it would be my cell phone because my house phone isn't working. So it would be 845-514-7984.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
And I know I'm strung right from the main road, so I know nobody else is going to call on my account or on the road, so I'm kind of like the only one here, so...
No, absolutely, and I do apologize for you not having internet. But can you go ahead and do me a favor? I just want to see if you can go ahead and power cycle it. What that means is unplugging the router.
I already did that. I'm way ahead of you. I'm already done that.
Okay.
I recycled everything, and it comes back up, and it's moving back and forth now.
Yep, that's because I just rebooted the modem.
Yeah, well, the world... Yeah, I can check. I can turn my computer on now to check to see if I got in on that again.
It'll take another minute or two for it to fully reboot.
Well, I redid it a while ago, and it sat there, nothing for quite a bit. But my computer boots like it really fast, so I'll be up and running on a second here, so I can tell you.
What I mean by that, Greg, is that I just rebooted the modem remotely. So it's going to take a couple minutes before it recognizes the signal.
Oh, you rebooted it. Okay.
Yes, okay. I just did it.
You can reboot my modem, then we're good, right?
Yes, I do see that it did come back on, but it may not have cleared those errors. So that's the reason that I immediately went for a reboot, because it does show that it came back on 10 minutes ago. But if you're still not getting any signal, then it just needs a reboot, and that way it clears any errors. So I manually remotely rebooted it. So it will take about a minute or two for it to recognize and get connected again. And then I will be taking a look at the router as well.
Okay. I've had no trouble up to this point, and it's just about a month, I guess a couple of days to be a month here. But, I went and rebooted everything like I would with a cable modem, and it just came back up dead, you know, and so...
Yeah.
If you can see it, though, that would make sense. We're connected, so I'm lost.
Yeah, no, so I was able to see the modem. The modem had great light levels, so it was looking very, very good. The only thing is that the router is not back on yet because it's still in the process of the reboot. So once the router comes back on, then you should be golden.
It's still looking as, I would say, looking for the world, but it's looking, deep in the center one right now.
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten that yet, but all the lights are on. I think one of them, if I remember, and I didn't look at it that much, but the fiber modem, I think one blinks when it's connected, correct?
So, yes, it may. Usually you'll have the first two lights that are green, and then the third one will depend on whether or not it's connected to the router.
Okay, well, the third one's on, and the router's just looking for it. This is weird because I went through everything and it didn't do anything. But like I said, if you can see it, then it's...
Yeah, it seems like it was connected for the modem.
Definitely.
Because otherwise I would not have been able to reboot it.
Okay. No, you guys down there all been nice. Every time I've called, they've set it up and a couple little problems I've had. And you're right there. I mean, everybody's been super nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of our goal. I mean, why be rude to anybody,
Everybody's been helpful because I had a little trouble with the router because with broadcasting my SSID was broadcasting my entrance number, the password, and I was just like, I called down there. I said, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And the manager hopped on and changed it for me because I'm not going to change. I can't change it. Anything. It's still looking for the world, so it hasn't
done
anything.
Okay, just bear with me.
Yet. Oh, yeah. No
it's online. It's back on.
Yep, it is. You're on it. Now, I did that before. Why didn't it work? I don't understand.
Well, no. So I sent an electronic signal to clear out all the errors from when it lost its service.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So what happens there is that I have the capability of sending a reboot where it just clears everything out as far as previous errors. So from what I can see, it seems that it was going out today. It went out at 11:57, and then it came back on at about 11:59. But the errors had not cleared out, so it wasn't getting that signal to the router. It was sending and receiving signal from the modem back to us, but it was just not providing that to the router.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But is there any way that I can reboot it? You know, I mean, because I can't enter this router. It's kind of crazy, but is there any way that I can reboot it differently that would make it come alive?
How long did you have it disconnected from the power?
2 minutes.
Yeah, that's usually the extent of it. Usually is like anywhere between 30 seconds to a minute is usually good enough to clear out anything. But sometimes it just doesn't clear it out. What you definitely want to make sure is that there's no residual power to the modem before plugging it back in.
Everything would be I do have a UPS, but I did, you know, I power that down, so everything that's in the computer thing goes down with that. And then I brought everything back up, and I was looking, and nothing would connect. And I haven't looked at the modem enough, but no, I appreciate everything you've done. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Oh, of course. I'm glad that I was able to resolve it for you.
No, that's great. I mean, super. I have no complaints. Everything's great. All right.
All right. Perfect.
I guess we're good. Well, have a happy new year now.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you had a fantastic Christmas, but I do wish you a great new year. And thank you so much for calling ArchTopFiber. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yep. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.